just as physical pain is an indicator that something is wrong, which needs to be fixed. So similarly, emotional pain can also be an indicator of something being wrong. So when do we fix it? Or when do we just tolerate it, or when we move out of it? Yeah. Broadly speaking, all of us can benefit by increasing our tolerance level. That means, say right now, if you are hearing this talk, if suddenly some noise starts coming over here, now that noise will distract us. But if you could tolerate that noise and focus, that's a strength, because life will distract us in so many ways. So in general, increased tolerance level is always beneficial. But that doesn't mean tolerance is alone the solution to all problems. Tolerance is for a purpose. Like right now, the purpose would be that you want to be a part of this talk, understand it. So your purpose is to focus on the talk, so you tolerate the distraction. So we all need to have some purpose in our life. And tolerance means to keep small things small so that you can focus on the big things. But if tolerance, if we are obstructed in doing that big thing itself, if the pain becomes so much that we can't do the big thing, then tolerance is counterproductive at that time. Say, suppose you are going in a metro train. Now in India, because the population is so high, the metro bogie is for 50 people and there are 300 people in that bogie. And people are squeezed together. Suppose you are standing, and some people are like bullies. So you are standing and this person comes next to you and starts pushing you. And then suppose we get angry, how dare you push me? I'll push you. You think you're so strong? I'm also strong. And they push us and we push us and they push us and we push us. And we get so caught in pushing that our station comes and goes. And we're still pushing. Now that would be foolish. Okay. You think you're a big boss? Okay, no problem. I'll move aside. You want more space? It is a short journey. I'll tolerate it. So there, keep the small things small. This person wants to show off themselves. Okay, I'll move aside. But suppose that person starts pushing us out of the train itself. Then we can't tolerate. Because that is interfering with our purpose of getting to the destination. So, it is our purpose that gives us perspective. And then, when to tolerate, when not to tolerate. So, if the person starts pushing us out of the train, then tolerance is foolish at that time. Then we have two options. Broadly, it's tolerate, mitigate, or immigrate. So, mitigate means, you know, maybe raise an alarm. And maybe other passengers come along and they say, don't do this, stop. We do something to counter it. But if that person has got several other people in their own group, then immigrate means we might just go to another bogie. So all three approaches are valid. And all three approaches can be invalid. Depending on what is our purpose. So if you are tolerating and you are simply feeling helpless and you are not even pursuing any purpose, then we will become resentful. If you are mitigating, but you are mitigating simply for the sake of fighting. You did this, I'll do this. And our purpose is lost. That's also very bad. If you are immigrating, then we are just running away from one problem to another problem to another problem. That is also bad. But if you are purposeful, okay, this is the purpose of my life. And for this big thing, this is inconvenient, but it's tolerable. For this big thing, then I'll tolerate it. But for my big thing, this is coming in the way. Then I have to counter it. And I mitigate it. Or if mitigating it is taking too much trouble, then I have better things to do in my life than fighting this war, than fighting this battle. Then I'll move on somewhere else. That is not out of fear, but that is because of focus on our purpose. So then either tolerate, mitigate, or immigrate. All three are valid options depending on what helps us further the important purposes of our life. Okay? Does that answer your question? So thank you very much for your attention and participation.